like it is in the movies. There's not a great big spurt of blood and you go flying backwards. The impact isn't spread over a wide area. It's tightly focused, so there's little or no energy transfer. You stay still, and the bullet pushes through. You're almost certainly going to die, so we need to focus. I said, focus! It's all well and clever having a mind palace, but you've only 3 seconds of consciousness left to use it. So come on, what's going to kill you?
Blood loss.
Exactly. So, it's all about one thing now. Forwards or backwards. We need to decide which way you're going to fall.
One hole or two? Three.
Is the bullet still inside you? Or is there an exit wound? It'll depend on the gun.
That one, I think. Or that one.
Oh, for God's sake, Sherlock, it doesn't matter about the gun. Don't be stupid. You always were so stupid. Such a disappointment.
I'm not stupid.
You're a very stupid little boy. Mummy and Daddy are very cross because it doesn't matter about the gun.
Why not?
You saw the whole room when you entered it. What was directly behind you when you were murdered?
Not been murdered yet.
Balance of probability, little brother.
If the bullet had passed through you, what would you have heard?
The mirror shattering.
You didn't, therefore.
The bullet's still inside me.
So we need to take him down backwards.
I agree. Sherlock, you need to fall on your back.
Right now the bullet is the cork in a bottle.
The bullet itself is blocking most of the blood flow.
But any pressure or impact on the entrance wound could dislodge it.
Plus, on your back, gravity's working for us. Fall now.
What do I do?
Don't go into shock, obviously. Must be something in this ridiculous memory palace of yours that can calm you down and down. Find it. The east wind is coming, Sherlock. It's coming to get you.
It's coming to get you.
Find it. Find it.
Hello, Redbeard. Here, boy. Come on. It's okay.
Come on, let me. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. They're putting me down too now. It's no fun, is it?